Did you use a lot of computer software in order to do what you did to, you know, look at the statues and things like that?
Yeah, the program that I worked in was Canvas for Windows, which is a very capable graphics program that allows you to manipulate images and also allows you to define geometry using any kind of lines and shapes. It's a very, very capable program. So and it's easy to use too. But the program is not the most sophisticated graphics program. There are other programs out there that are more sophisticated with three-dimensional geometry, but I did not have three-dimensional images, so the canvas for Windows was quite adequate for the level of detail that I needed.
Isn't it amazing that we need sophisticated software to determine whether the ancients used and had high technology for what they did? It's really ironic, isn't it?
Well, I'm really happy that you pointed that out, because that is a very, very significant point to make, is that the more sophisticated we become, the more sophisticated we see the ancient Egyptians, because we didn't really have the tools to take these kind of to collect this kind of data years ago. Moreover, even though we've had it for quite a while, we don't do this kind of analysis. For instance, three-dimensional images are being taken of a broken statue near the West Bank. The reason why they're taking three-dimensional images is so that they can bring them into a graphics program and reassemble them. They number the pieces, and then they reassemble the pieces in the CAD software, the 3D CAD software, before they physically put them together. So there's no mistakes, no errors. They can just go select the pieces, and they know exactly where they go. So that is one use of them. But the other use of using the kind of technology such as three-dimensional imaging with laser scanners, or even a system like Capture 3D, which is white light imaging using targets on the subject, you can collect the three-dimensional images from the artifact, say the Ramses statue, and bring it into your 3D program and compare one side of the head to the other to determine to within what tolerance are they precise. I mean, we know that the ancient Egyptian, when we asked the question, well, were they aware of such precision? Why would they use precision? Yeah, the evidence for a high level of precision can be found in the Serapeum, in these huge granite boxes that are finished to a very, very high order of precision. That really, when I measured them or compared them to a straight edge that was within 2/10,000ths of an inch, there was no discernible variation of the accuracy of this ancient artifact and the straight edge that I was using. So we know that, I mean, they definitely were using precision, and precision in places where it really didn't belong, such as on the Giza Plateau, on architectural elements. Why did they find it necessary to cut something to within, say, 1/1000ths of an inch, when it was going to be far away from, or elevated to a height where away from any kind of close examination, it just wasn't necessary. So it does kind of speak of a machine technology that where they were cutting these artifacts the most efficient way they knew how, the fastest way they knew how, but the machines were highly calibrated and they were capable of nothing less than what they, as far as accuracy and precision. They're capable of nothing less than what we find on the artifacts laying on the ground in Egypt.
What do you think happened to them, Christopher? Have you come up with your own theories on just what happened? Where did it go?
Well, there are two things that we could discuss. Well, one is that they were there after a cataclysm, and they eroded over time. The other question is, or answer may be that, you know, just like today, we will go onto a site and take our tools with us, and then when the job's done, we take the tools away because, you know, they're not necessary anymore. Not necessary there, or they're needed on another job somewhere. But where they were taken, if they were taken away, and whether they still exist in that place, I don't know. It's a huge mystery. But people say, well, where is the evidence of machine tools in ancient Egypt? Well, the evidence is laying all over the place because you can't explain their creation any other way. You can't, and it hasn't been. I mean, people have tried to demonstrate that they can be made, that these artifacts can be made using simple stone chisels, but they always fall short. Such as like trying to demonstrate that you can build a pyramid using manpower and copper chisels and stone axes. It doesn't work. They have to resort to modern methods.